Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Certainly looking forward to tomorrow at the UGA Terry College Conference Room, where we will have our third annual Clark Oconee County Football Media Day. And always fun to have John Ward and Kevin Petrosky here in the studio with us, the ADs at Clark Central High School and also at Athens Academy. Fellas, great to see you. How you been this summer?
Great. Good morning.
Having a good summer so far?
Good morning. It's a good summer, but it's quickly coming to an end.
John, you were like, did you go to Hawaii last year or is that two summers ago?
Last year.
That was last year. So you've been in any exotic locales?
not this year. 350 South Milledge.
Yeah, been spending a lot of time over there,
exactly.
Too. Well, that's a good place to be. How about yourself, Kev? You been riding around everywhere or have you been hanging
here? I've had one beach trip to Panama City. Other than that, it's been pretty much.
Yeah. I know I say this every year. It's like, does the football season start earlier and earlier every year? Does the school year start earlier and earlier every year? Or is it just me?
It starts earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
I think there's actually some systems that are starting with students this week. And then I think there's others. I think Oconee County starts next week with students. And football season, we play a preseason game on August 8th. So 2 weeks from
we've got you beat because we play on August 3rd. So
what? Wait a minute, y'all have a preseason game on August 3rd?
We play Madison County at home.
A full game?
Yeah, it's a scrimmage game.
Yeah. So what do you like practice on Thursday and then have a game on Friday?
Wednesday and Thursday we'll be in pads, and then we'll play on Friday. Now, of course, you know football's different than it used to be. Now, all the teams in the area have been doing things all summer, so they're going to have a much better starting point.
Yeah, one of the big evolutions in high school football has been padded camps.
Right.
Where teams have the opportunity to go and participate with other teams in camps during June and July.
Okay.
In which they're able to wear helmets and shoulder pads and compete at a thud tempo that sometimes it's ratcheted up a little bit beyond that.
Is it like a 7-on-7 or is it different?
No, it's 11.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And it's somewhat to a training camp situation with professional teams where two teams, three teams, four teams show up and are able to compete against one another. There's some 7-on-7, but then there's also 11-on-11 that's going on. And that, in a sense, prepares you to be able to start earlier playing the preseason games.
Sounds kind of like those, I don't know if they still doing those jamborees where you'd have four teams show up and you'd play one team for a quarter and then play somebody else for a quarter, like that.
Well, the GHSA has just passed a bylaw that allows for jamboree type activities with some scrimmage games in the spring. So I'm sure schools will start doing more and more of that in the future.
I always like it when I get you guys in here because I can get caught up on what the latest, rules and regulations are. So is this the first year or are we on the second year of the new rules or whatever?
Well,
or however that works.
Technically, 3 years ago, the GHSA, voted to go to a four-year
system. Oh, four-year. Okay, okay.
But for football scheduling, it's still 2 years. So we're starting a second year, our first year of a new two-year football scheduling cycle.
Okay. So other than the scheduling, which is on 2 years, what are the kind of things that are affected by the four-year cycle? Is it not that? I guess you stay in your region for 4 years, but you schedule for 2 years? Does that make sense?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there are some things that have to me personally, you know, you don't have to constantly worry about, is the region going to change? Now,
right.
That being said, there are still some schools, and John can speak to it because I know it's affected his region somewhat with schools leaving.
We compete in 8-5A, and we had Flowery Branch who petitioned because of a new school being built in Hall County, took students from them, and their enrollment decreased significantly.
Right.
So they're going down to 4A. Which we had 7 schools in our region. Now we're down to 6. So,
were you in agreement with them dropping down?
I would have loved to see them stay.
Right.
Good relationship. We were in a good region, but I can understand with their enrollment Well, they dropped from us, but they dropped out of our region and ended up in a region with Marist and Blessed Trinity. So,
well,
we have Buford in our region, yeah. So I don't know competitively if it was any better in the long run.
I didn't know if you have one less team in your region, if it affects your scheduling and all that.
It really did.
Yeah.
We have a kind of a strange schedule that we open up three on the road, and then we play four straight at home. And we didn't have that. I guess the luxury is setting pat for the 4 years and just flipping the schedule over.
Right.
And so it to a certain extent it did.
John Ward, the AD at Clark Central High School, and Kevin Petrosky, the AD at Athens Academy. Tomorrow is the third annual Clark Oconee County Football Media Day over at UGA Terry College Conference Room. And even though it's on the UGA campus, I know you guys want to get the word out that it's easy to get to and to come on by.
Exactly. The location, the facilities that they're building new at the very bottom of Baxter Street, where Baxter goes into Lumpkin. On the left, there's the business school is there's several buildings being built. It's Correll Hall, I think,
right.
Is the correct hall. The actual room is the Terry College of Business conference room. There is free, that's free parking.
Free, yes, like that.
Whole street parking deck, which is right across the street from a Correll Hall. So we really encourage people to come out. This is a great opportunity if you enjoy high school football in this area to come see the head coaches. There will be two players from each team that's represented also. It's really turned into a fantastic event, a way to jumpstart the season.
So in the third year, and I believe this will be the first time in the 3 years that the coaches that were there last year are back this year. We didn't have any coaching changes.
Right. Exactly.
Am I right? That is right.
That is
right. Yeah.
Correct.
So
yeah.
I don't know if that means anything or not, but it's just I like that.
Yeah.
So we'll get to hear from your coach, Kevin, Athens Academy, Coach Alexander, Coach Perno from Clark Central, and then Coach Williams from Athens Christian, Coach Riles from Cedar Shoals, Coach Arndt from North Oconee, Coach Nolan from Oconee County, and Coach Vandegrift from Prince Avenue. And, yes, I am reading this off a list because I wouldn't have been able to rattle those off the top of my head. I would have been able to eventually, but it would have not been very smooth.
Trivia time.
Yeah, trivia time, too. Well, is this – I know you guys, like we were talking about school getting started. You guys are, full-timers, year-rounders. But, teachers are back. I mean, like you're saying, school's about to start, teachers back, students back. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, we're a little bit later than the other area schools. I mean, I think it's the 15th of August when our students return.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a little bit later.
Okay.
We don't start any true school activities until after August 1st. So starting a little bit later than other schools, but.
Were the public schools or a little?
Well, we start on August 7th. So, and that's actually one of the later start dates.
Wow.
For the public schools in the area. So our students will come back on August 7th. The faculty, I think, reports on July 30th, which is next Monday. Coaches, the football coaches, the football players, both at Athens Academy, Clark Central, and all the other schools, they've been there all summer.
Right.
Going full speed, weightlifting, conditioning, 7-on-7 work. So it's become a year-round sport. But it keeps young people occupied.
Well, I'll have your schedules in front of me tomorrow, but when is – all right, so Clark's first regular season game.
Okay, we play T.L. Hanna in our preseason game.
Jeff Heron.
On the 8th.
Oh, wow.
And then we open up at Winder on the 17th.
All right, so T.L. Hanna here?
Yes.
Okay, so they're coming here. Will that mean that you guys will go up there?
We'll go up there next year.
Next year.
And
Anderson.
It's on a Wednesday night. It's kind of a strange – we're getting like the NFL just – taking every night of the week and playing football.
How did that come about? Did you guys get with him, or did he call you guys?
I think Jeff and I just kind of reached out to each other. We were looking for a scrimmage. Evidently, they have multiple scrimmage opportunities in South Carolina.
Okay, right.
He had one the weekend before and the weekend after, so that's why we're fitting this one on Wednesday. So it's but it'll be a great opportunity. He's really got the program going well at T.L. Hanna right now. So we'll see.
He would laugh if he heard me say this. I think he would appreciate the joke, but it's like he's been at T.L. Hanna for what, 1 year? Shouldn't he be moving on somewhere else?
Yeah.
So, wait, what's his next school? So he's actually going to be there for another year. Well,
exactly.
That's actually really cool. So your first regular season game
is at Wander Bear.
Okay.
At Wander on August 17th.
August 17th. And how about the Academy, Kevin?
Well, like I said, we have our scrimmage game on the 3rd, and then the 17th we host Savannah Christian from Savannah, obviously,
right,
in our first regular season game.
First regular season game there. So, I mean, it is absolutely on us. And like you said, you have two practices and then a full scrimmage against Madison County. It's unbelievable.
It is.
It really is. Are there any rules, anything that we'll be looking for this year that might be a little different than what we've seen in the past? Concussion stuff, that kind of thing. Are we still on that same path as far as, you know, just being extra careful?
There's still the emphasis on, obviously, the safety of the athletes with the concussion protocol, the heat protocol, which is a lot of emphasis is placed on during this time of year. The practice schedule, you can't go back-to-back two-a-days. You can practice, you can have a two-a-day, and then the next day has to be a one-a-day practice. There's restrictions on how much full contact you can do during practice. But these are all rules that have been implemented over the last couple of years by the George High School Association. I guess the biggest thing, and Kevin and I have talked about it this summer, is just navigating what you can do during June and July.
Right.
There's so much more free range for the coaches and making sure you don't overextend the athletes, so to speak.
That's kind of the biggest deal too, because is it still how you conduct your spring football as to what you can do in the preseason? I mean, that's still the same thing.
The GHSA allows you to not have spring football, and then you can have two fall scrimmage games. If you have spring football, then you're only allowed one fall. Now, a school like Athens Academy, the size we are with, we're limited in numbers, choosing to have two fall scrimmage games would not be ideal for us
right.
for numbers. So we choose to have the spring football, even though we're missing a lot of kids who are still involved with tennis, baseball, and track and field. It's just, it's better for us to do it that way.
Athens Academy is going to have more student athletes playing multi-sports than Clark Central, right?
We still have a significant number.
Right.
I kind of use basketball as the litmus test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at any time, you can look on our basketball court and see three or four football players.
Right.
And that's becoming rare. I mean, so often you see a basketball team exclusively made up of kids that play basketball
year-round.
But we do not have as many, I guess, more.
I guess I'll see more of the spring sports.
Exactly.
That would take, that football would take away from that kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's, you know, as John mentioned, the June and July, that's the big challenge for us as athletic directors now is trying to map out a schedule for summer activities for our different sports. Because, you know, one of the things that we try to do at Athens Academy, and I know the other schools as well, is we don't want a kid having to do three activities in a day. You know, the basketball coach, the football coach, the soccer coach, the baseball coach, we can't have everything in one day. So we try to make sure that we map it out the best we can so that our student athletes are put in the best opportunity for success. And I know that, you know, my fellow ADs in the area are doing the same thing.
And I guess, too, would you have more of your coaches that coach multi-sports than, say, like a bigger school like a Clark Central, I guess?
Not necessarily. If that's the case. We've really made an emphasis on trying to be sure that our coaches are not doing too much now with specialization, unfortunately, in high school sports.
Yeah.
The kids, the families, they, and even coaches want to be able to work with these kids more frequently out of season than they have in the past. So we try to allow those coaches to do that as much as possible.
Like, would Coach Alexander have any other duties?
He has worked with middle school track and field.
Right.
So he does that. So the one thing we probably have more so than Clark Central is we do have the overlap between a high school team and a middle school team because mm-hmm. we're all in one,
right.
one yeah. campus, whereas
our – Like with Coach Perno is going to be football main. Yeah, exactly. And he's got – And does, like, with Coach Perner or Coach Riles, do they also – how much do they have over, like, the middle schools, too?
Well, both Clark Central and Cedar Shoals are set up so that we bring our middle school – Hillsman and Cole feed into Cedar, BHL and Clark Middle feed into Clark.
Right.
And we bring the 7th and 8th grader football players to our campuses. And at Clark, we have a C team. That's a combined BHL, Clark Middle. At Cedar, they have the same thing, and they practice on our campus and play in as Gladiators or as Jaguars starting in the 7th grade. So there is they're under the umbrella. So
and that's, I mean, you got to do that, yes, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Just, I mean, you can't. I mean, everybody in the state does it that way,
yeah,
right?
If you don't, you're behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Yeah. So your coach, whatever his offensive or defensive philosophy is being taught.
You know, when they're seniors, they've been in the program, they've got 5 years of experience.
Right.
Of the practice routine, the facility, everything. So it does help.
And we've got a jamboree coming up with the middle school. We've been doing this for, I guess it's probably going to be about the eighth year or so. We've been doing a middle school jamboree for the schools in Clark and Oconee County, and we've got a couple outside of that also participate. Now, not everybody does, though. Oconee schools have not joined us yet, but it's a great Saturday morning we do. We play two little mini games going on at one time, and everybody plays two games. And this year it's going to be at Cedar Shoals on the 18th.
August 18th. Yeah. That really is one of the better events. Again, if you like football, come out. It's one of the few times where we have the different school, the Clark, Cedar, Athens Academy, Prince, Athens Christian all together. We don't necessarily play each other, but the young guys are playing on the field at the same time.
Right.
It's a really great community atmosphere. And August 18th at Cedar Shoals.
How are, with all this, we talked about concussions earlier, how are the numbers for the youngsters that are playing
participation?
Football? Yeah, participation.
We haven't seen any drop off.
Yeah, I can't say that we have either. I mean, there's definitely more questions asked and concerns taking place now, but I think our coaches do such a good job of educating our parents and the student athletes and protecting them, and our athletic trainer does the same thing. And I know that's going on at the other schools because we talk about it in our meetings we have each month.
So. Yeah.
You know, there's a knowledgeable, base from the parents, from the information that they get over through the media about concussions and the awareness of concussion. We really haven't seen a drop-off in participation because of that.
And no drop-off, but like you said, you do get more questions about it, I guess.
One of the things that I think is difficult for people to understand is when a medically trained physician clears an athlete, he's not necessarily clearing them. They're not cleared on Thursday from concussion protocol.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're playing in contact on Friday. They've got to then go through the return of play. And that sometimes can be challenging because every kid and parent wants their child to be out there on the field, but we have to be sure we're protecting them.
And there's
them.
So many variables. I'm sure, Kevin, they've seen you could have a kid be diagnosed with a concussion on a Friday night and by 2 weeks later be back on the field.
Right.
Or you could see a kid miss 2 months of the season because of when they go through the protocol.
And maybe there might be some people that don't know what that means, but basically every player has like a baseline, right?
Yeah.
They get some kind of a test, and then
it's not required, so every school may not do it. We offer it for ours. I know
we do.
John does at Clark Central, and the other schools do as well. But yes, it's a baseline that they test prior to any activity.
Right.
So it's
when you're not concussed.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And then if you are concussed, once you become asymptomatic, then they would test you again to see if you're good to start the return of play protocols.
You don't get back on the field until you're back to where you were for your
being within 3 years of what year is it?
Yes.
Get you back on the field.
Exactly.
How many fingers do I have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's close enough. Get back out there.
Exactly. Yeah. What's your mom's name? Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Head on back out there. So I know we make light of it, but shouldn't because it's very, very serious. But that's what it used to be like.
That was the culture.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's definitely different now.
It does not happen nowadays.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a great thing too, because I know football's kind of, you know, it's a little bit under attack. So I mean, there's, and then when you have guys like, I mean, Larry Fedora, the North Carolina coach, and the stuff he said last week, it doesn't help things out, you know. So I know you guys, it's important to you and for so many people around here that, you know, you got to make sure you're doing the right thing, and I know you guys are, and you definitely take a lot of pride in that.
Exactly.
And the coaches too. I mean, all the head coaches that we have here are terrific. You know, we have a great area for high school football, and you just hate to see something like that go away or get diminished.
Yeah, it's Athens is such a great sports town, obviously with the University of Georgia, but our high school athletic programs and specifically our football programs really bring a lot of life and sense of community to the Athens area, and there's been a lot of good football played before us, and we're pretty confident that there's football, good football being
absolutely
played now.
Can be a little weird. This will be a first year at Billy Henderson Stadium with Coach passing away.
Exactly, exactly. We've got a couple of things, a page in his memory in the program, and we're renovating our weight room that the Henderson family made a very significant donation to, and we're excited about that and unveiling that to the public during the season. So, but
great stuff.
It will be different.
Yeah, definitely so, but just one of the all-time greats. So to let everybody know one more time, we will be broadcasting live from 11 until 1 tomorrow at the UGA Terry College Conference Room at Correll Hall. It's the third annual Clark Oconee County Football Media Day, and we'll have 8 head coaches, including Coach Small from Monsignor Donovan Catholic, and as we mentioned, the head coaches will be on the docket from 11 to 1, and certainly looking forward to it. You guys have done a great, great job with this, and this is one of my favorite things of the year, so looking forward to it. I know it's our third different location in 3 years, but it just adds to the fun.
Take the show on the road.
That's right. Is there anything else you guys wanted to throw out? Like we talked about, parking will be easy, free parking. And
yeah, we just want everybody to come out. I mean, this year's format's going to be a little different. We're going to allow the head coaches, we're putting them in two groups. So group A will be able to spend an hour or 55 minutes or so having questions asked to them by either the moderator or maybe even people in the that are attending it. And then the next group will rotate. And the last 2 years, we've kind of had to push through that quickly with the coaches. And this year, we feel like they're going to have a little bit more time to express more about their programs and what they have to look forward to.
And kind of like the SEC or any of the big conference media days, bringing a couple of players from with each coach too. So guys, and that's good for, that's good for those guys. They get exposed to doing some of that kind of stuff that they might be doing on the next level, if they're playing college football or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, and if they don't, they got a chance to do it now. So it's a memory for them and their families, and it's just help support all of our programs.
How many, before I let you go, so how many are how many on the varsity for each of your schools this year do you guys – or is that still a number that's fluctuating?
Between 45 and 50.
For Athens Academy and
75
for Clark Central. Okay.
We're not going to play Clark Central.
I was going to say, you guys don't ever try to schedule each other.
No. Play baseball.
Soccer.
Is football the only sport you don't play against each other?
Basketball.
Basketball?
Well, and, some of the minor sports. I mean, we don't
play. Yeah, we do play baseball.
Yeah.
Soccer, tennis.
It just depends on, all the schools in the area will play one another if the competition is.
What was it that happened in the state championships in football back in the fall that – it was the weather messed everything up. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, so, we were lucky that we got to play our game.
That's right. You guys there was only two games.
We played the Atlanta Falcons in the state championship game, but Eagles Landing was quite
they
a,
are,
quite
aren't
a
they?
Team. But it was a wonderful opportunity and experience for the kids to
that's awesome.
They get to play, had a chance to play in that facility. And I feel, my heart goes out to the schools that didn't get a chance to do it. And, it was disappointing and for them. There's a lot of controversy, if you want to call it that, about whether they should move the games back to a high school site.
Right.
Play the Final Four games as they used to do it back at Mercedes-Benz or what, but the GHSA has decided to continue moving forward with Mercedes-Benz right now. But
so the Benz will be hosting the state championship game. Is there a contract for how far out that is, or do you know?
I think they do it year to year.
Okay.
One of the things that they did put in place, which they just announced about a week or two ago, is they have a contingency plan for the next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, I think, if there is another inclement weather issue that they will be able to play it. So
how would it be? I know you can't do it at home sites just because of certain things, but could you do replay at the Benz, or is that not something? I guess if you don't do that during the season, it wouldn't be something. So wasn't there something? I know there was another incident.
A couple of schools that have started to bang that drum.
Yeah.
Just the ability to have the technology set up at the schools, and
it would be too
on one game, and you're doing it in the final, but not the semifinal the week before. It's kind of like the play clock.
Right.
There's a handful of stadiums that have a play clock, but they can't institute everyone.
Right.
Have a play clock because of technology, finances.
If one school
angles, I mean, you know,
it's
to,
tough.
You go to Mercedes-Benz, you got multiple camera angles.
Right.
You can get end zone shot to see something going on. Well, in a high school stadium, you have one, two, you know, we have maybe three camera angles with our webcasting team, but it's still not going to be. It's going to be difficult to see if a catch is a catch or
right.
a foot is inbound.
Absolutely.
Still don't know what
a catch
is. Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point. Maybe we'll figure that out this year.
High school we have is the professional.
Or offside.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's always great to see you guys. Looking forward to tomorrow, and we love being a part of this. Thank you very much.
Well,
Kevin Petrosky from Athens Academy, John Ward from Clark Central. See you guys tomorrow afternoon morning and afternoon.
Exactly.
Thanks for coming
it.
In.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.